Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We are still continuing in our investigation of Representative Ilhan Omar's speech, which she gave for the Muslim Jihadi of CARE in Los Angeles, California. And once again, let me remind you, that is a speech in which she made the statement, some people did something. That was obviously her statement referring to 9/11. Professor Todd Green defended her and he told his audience that she did not do anything wrong. She was just simply giving a long speech, and somehow, because of the Islamophobic movement in America, the Republicans or Mr. Trump took her words out of context. And don't forget, he's telling his audience also that this video, which showed up a month later, was not actually a hidden video because it was always been there, even though nobody have ever seen or heard Ilhan Omar in that speech until that video leaked out. And that's when the American people realized how wicked and how evil her thought and her beliefs concerning the victims of September 11, or how much she really did not see anything wrong of whoever those some people who did whatever they did to the 3,000 victims, the Americans, who were killed on September 11. But we will continue to take it, as I promised you, step by step, one sentence at a time, until we cover the entirety of her speech. So without further ado, let's continue with a little bit more of the propaganda of Representative Ilhan Omar. That is when she states,
liberation is not an external thing. It's an internal thing. People always say to me, how have you gotten empowered? And I say, I was born this way. It is not about how others make us feel. It is what we tell ourselves that we are worthy. So when you know as a Muslim that advancing justice is very inherent in you, when you know as a Muslim our faith's initial foundations were built by a prophet who was vilified, had stones and fruit and all kind of things thrown at him, a prophet who had to make a pilgrimage and leave his home, then you know that when Ilhan is facing some controversy, that that is not something to be afraid of. We might be headed to the promised land of speaking the truth and finding our external liberty once we internally liberate ourselves.
Representative Ilhan Omar is telling her audience that liberation is not an external thing, it is an internal thing. And then she gives you the greatest example of that concerning her own personal life. She said, people always say to me, how have you gotten in power? Listen to her very humble answer. She said, I was born this way. You know, if she's not a Muslim, I can't believe what she's saying. But as a Muslim, and as a Muslim female, to tell me that she was born as a free person, that itself sounds like a joke. If she was born as free Muslim woman, why in the world she have to escape her country, that is the country of Somalia, to the country of Kenya, to come to America and as a Muslim refugee? For here is the truth. If it was not for America, Ilhan Omar would have never been free. If you are born free, you are free indeed. If you are born naturally free, then you cannot tell me anybody can take this freedom from you. But Ilhan Omar, as a Muslim female, was born to slavery. First, because as a female, she have no right equal to that which every Muslim man has. Second, because she is a Muslim black woman, and black and Islam is a very deep subject. We need to cover it sometime in the future in another study. But to be born black is to be born slave. That is the word of Allah. That is the teachings and the sunnah of Muhammad. That is how Muslims look and understand what it is for someone to be black. It is to be slave. And here is another very important fact. All Muslims, in planet Earth, men or women are slaves. The word Islam is the word submission. The word Muslim is the person who submit to Islam. And when you submit to Islam, if you have some idea about what Muslims really believe, you know for sure without any doubt that there is no liberty. There is no freedom. She is not free. She is not free to what to eat or to drink. She's not free of what to wear or how to talk. She's not free how to live her life. She's not free because simply she is a Muslim woman. Muslim men enjoy more liberty than women or Muslim slaves, both male and female. Where is your freedom, Congresswoman, if I tell you that you cannot choose how to worship? You cannot choose whom to worship. That's not freedom. To be in submission to Islam, to be in submission to Allah and Muhammad and the rest of the Muslim believers who surround you right now, that does not make you a free woman, but that makes you a slave. You are a slave to Allah, who we know for sure to be Satan. And you are a slave to Muhammad, who we know for sure to be an ungodly, wicked man. And you are a slave to the Quran, which we know it is a savage cult, as we have shared so many of the verses of the Quran throughout the years as we investigate and learn the truth about Islam. And you are also slave to your husband, whom you cannot divorce because he is in control of you, because Allah made him in charge of you, as Allah said in the Quran. And you are enslaved to on and on and on. You are not free. You are not a woman with liberty. And the liberation you have right now, Representative Ilhan Omar, has nothing to do with Allah, has nothing to do with Muhammad, has nothing to do with Islam, has nothing to do with Somalia, your original home country, has nothing to do with Kenya, the second country which have given you some freedom, but it has everything to do with being here in America. It is the United States of America Constitution that freed you. It is the liberty which God has shed on this country, the true God of the Bible, not Allah, the God of Muhammad, not Allah, the God of Islam, but the God of the infidels whom you mock in your speech, whom you belittle in your belief. That God is the one who gave you the liberty and freedom. How about our spiritual freedom? You see, here is a fact. Because of our sin, you and I and everybody else, we're not free. The only way we can be set free is to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, because that's when I can be free of me and you can be free of you. That is to be free from our sins and the wages of our sins, which makes us slave to Satan. As the scripture, the Holy Bible clearly teaches us, whomever we worship, we are his slave, and he is our master. And since you don't believe in Jesus Christ, the one who set us free indeed, you cannot be free. And for sure, as a Muslim female, once again, you are not free. You are not enjoying any liberty, but you are in slavery to Islam and all what goes with that savage cult. Representative Ilhan Omar said, it is not about what others make us feel. It is about what we tell ourselves. And I never heard this philosophy before, not in Islam, not anywhere else. Because here's the reality. If you are enslaved by someone and you tell yourself, I'm free, will this make you free? Of course not. The only way you can be free or you have this enjoyment of the liberty is for you to know for sure that you are free. So if somebody is behind some bars in prison and he tell himself, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Or if somebody is poor and he have no money and he tell himself, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, will this make him free or rich? Of course not. In Islam, you are not free. Simply because Islam does not give you that freedom. Once again, if you are not free to choose how to worship, what to eat, what to drink, how to live, even when you die, you know for sure that you are not going to make it to heaven. I mean, can you imagine this with me, my dear friends? When a Muslim man live all his life, or a Muslim woman live all her life, believing in the things of Islam and practice the things of Islam. And surprise, surprise, Allah is telling us in the Quran that when they die, for sure, they will get to hell. And then Allah will remove some from hell to paradise. Now, as a female representative, Ilhan Omar, need to understand that Allah told her through his prophet Muhammad that 99% of women will spend their eternity in hell. Only 1% would be removed from hell to paradise. Can you tell me how in the world you can enjoy living in this world as a free person? What man gain if he won the whole world and lose his soul? How do you tell me that a Muslim man or woman can enjoy liberty, can enjoy freedom, without knowing or having any assurance for her or his salvation. And they know for sure, according to the Quran, they will go to hell. And if Allah chooses for them to be in paradise, they will be there. Otherwise, they will rotten in hell forever and ever. I'm sorry. There is no freedom there, even if you tell yourself, I am free. It is not about what you tell yourself, but it's about where you at. And my friends, once again, we're free if we are in Christ. For if we are in Christ, we are a new creature. Otherwise, you are not free at all. I don't care if you are a Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, or a Muslim. For sure, if you are not in Christ, you are not free.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Representative Omar continued to say that we are worthy. Worthy of what? We're not worthy of anything as even human. God is the one who's worthy. But listen to this, she said, so when you know as a Muslim that advancing justice is very inherent in you, when you know that as a Muslim, our faith's initial foundations were built by a prophet, and she's going to tell us a little bit about Muhammad here. Listen carefully. That says the prophet she's talking about, who was vilified and stones and fruit and all kind of things thrown at him. Oh, don't you see now? Not only the Muslims in America are victims of the work of the infidels of America, which obviously we discovered there's no truth in that at all, even after the killing of the 3,000 Americans, that is on September 11, until today, the Muslims have not seen any of what they claim they have seen. Previously, we talked about bombing of mosques and burning of mosques and leaders' life were threatened, and we found there's no truth in that whatsoever. Yes, this is happening in the Middle East, but not in America. And it's happening in the Middle East by the Muslims, not by the Christian or the Jews of the Middle East. But here now she's going to make her prophet also a victim. They used to throw stone on Muhammad. They used to throw fruits on Muhammad. They used to throw all kind of things at Muhammad. Now we must ask the question, where did Representative Omar come up with this information? Because when I studied the life of Muhammad, I never saw any of that. Muhammad mocked the Jews and the Christians while he was living in Mecca. Muhammad mocked the idol worshippers and insulted their gods whom they worshipped for years and years before Muhammad was born. And the Jews and the Christians and the other worshippers did not throw any rock or any fruit or any other things on him. But if we can make Muhammad look like a victim, maybe we can tell the world that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. Look what happened to Muhammad years ago. And that's what's happening to us today. And neither of this information is accurate. Muhammad left Mecca when he immigrated at night with his friend Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who is the father-in-law of Muhammad, and nobody threw a rock or a stone or a piece of fruit on him. That does not exist in the bibliography of Muhammad by his beloved one who wrote to us the entire story. For the opposite is true. The infidels of Mecca actually offered Muhammad, as Muslims claim, I don't believe that to be true, gold, silver, money. They said, we'll make you a leader. We'll make you the head of our tribes. But don't tell us about this God of yours. And guess what Muhammad said? Muhammad said to them, if they put the sun on my right hand and the moon in my left hand, which means if they make me the king of the world, I will not stop preaching about Islam and Allah, about the Quran. So how in the world, in the story written by Muslim biographers like Ibn Hisham and others, we know that Muhammad was offered gold and silver, all the money. But here, Representative Ilhan Omar tells us that he had stones and fruits and other things thrown on him. Obviously, somebody is not telling us the truth here. But Representative Omar said, a prophet that had to make a pilgrimage and leave his home, then you know that when Ilhan Omar, speaking of herself, is facing some controversy, that is not something to be afraid of. Wow. Now Representative Ilhan Omar is comparing herself to the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, and the propaganda she's teaching about him, which she assuming took place in his life 1400 years ago. Ilhan Omar, nobody throw any fruit or rocks on you as much as nobody throw fruit or rocks on Muhammad 1400 years ago. All your claims is simply your words without any verification. You have no evidence of either one. But if you are trying to make yourself a victim, like Muhammad was a victim 1400 years ago, then your attempt does not have any value because you cannot prove neither of these stories you're making up to be true. Representative Omar ended that segment by telling us, we might be headed to the promised land. What promised land? America. Are you listening, my dear friends? Muslims are here as it was in the case of the Jews who went to the promised land. Muslims are not here to assimilate with us. Muslims are not here to live with us, but they're here to inherit the promised land. This is exactly the only reason why Muslim jihadis are coming to America. The Muslim believers are coming here to inherit this land. You know why? Because Allah told them so in the Quran. If you go with me to Quran chapter 33 and verse 26 and 27, we covered these two verses before. That is when the Muslims, by the leadership of Muhammad, beheaded between 700 to 900 Jewish men and took their wives and children as concubines and slaves. And then Allah said they inherited their homes, their land, and their money. And Allah did not stop there, but Allah said, and a land which he had never set foot on. What land is Allah talking about here? Allah is talking about the rest of the earth. So the promised land of Ilhan Omar, America, is to be inherited. Not to be shared, but to be inherited. And when you inherit land, according to the word of Allah, in Quran 33, verses 26 and 27, that means the owner of the land must die. Because you don't inherit something from somebody who's still alive. That is exactly the Muslim agenda for America. So we might be headed to the promised land of speaking the truth and finding our external liberty. Wow, external liberty? You see, Representative Omar told us that she have her internal liberty. She was born with it as a Muslim woman. And that's what they think of themselves to be free. They are liberated by Allah, by Muhammad, by the Quran, just by being Muslims. But now they're seeking the external liberty. And how the Muslims in America, in that promised land, will receive their external liberty, it is by practicing the commands of Allah in the Quran. That is to invade this land. How they invade it, how they're going to get it, is very simple. By performing jihad for the sake of Allah. By getting rid of those who are giving us the hard time to take over America. That is to get rid of the Americans. So once again, Ilhan Omar is telling her audience. This is exactly what Representative Omar is telling her audience. She said, we need to internally liberate ourselves and then externally we will liberate ourselves by, this is just my own thoughts here, which is obviously an evidence for me, all her talk, by taking over America. This is how Muslims will fight. Remember, she told us about fighting. That is the fighting Muslims want to accomplish in America, to literally seek justice. And once again, don't forget, there is no justice in Islam, especially for a female in Islam to be treated in this dualistic justice. As we said, in the Quran, in the teaching of Muhammad, all over the Sharia Islam, there are two systems of justice. One for Muslim men and other for females and slaves. These are the Muslim ones. As for the infidels, well, they have a third justice, which is not a very pleasant one. You know why? Because it's very simple. The justice of Allah is to kill the infidels. And if we kill the infidels, we can inherit their land. And then we can have the promised land. That is exactly what Muslims think of us here in America and for this beautiful land, America itself. Well, let's move on with a little bit more of Representative Ilhan Omar, who stated the following.
Muslims for a really long time in this country have been told that there is a privilege, that there is a privilege that we are given and it might be taken away. We are told that we should be appropriate. We should go to school, get an education, raise our children, and not bother anyone. Not make any kind of noise. Don't make anyone comfortable. Be a good Muslim. But no matter how much we have tried to be the best neighbor, people have always worked on finding a way to not allow for every single civil liberty to be extended to us.
I hope you're hearing the tone and the anger in the voice of Representative Ilhan Omar. We're not making this up. You can hear and feel how angry and how unhappy she is of being in America. Maybe that lady needs to go back to Somalia for a day, not for a week or a month, just for one day, so she can really appreciate what she have here. Once again, she could not be a representative in her own country. She could not be a representative in any of the other 56 Muslim countries in the Muslim world. But she is here in America as a representative Ilhan Omar of the 5th District of Minnesota. And she is full of anger and hatred against the American people. And if you want to know why, please join us again for the next broadcast as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.